We'll get it. Okay. Omalei Rabbi Yirmiya, on the bottom line. Omalei Rabbi Yirmiya Leb Zeiru. Now, we just had yesterday this business of Zayis Moliach, the question which broke him made up, but whatever it is, it says over there that he hated Zayis Moliach and he made a Brocha Achrayna. The Gemara comes here with another problem associated with that, but Omalei Rabbi Yirmiya Leb Zeiru, Rabbi Yochanan Hechem Mevorach al Zayis Moliach, came in the Shkila Legarine, Botza Leshura. Interesting problem. He ate exactly a Zayis, right? Obviously, he didn't eat the pit. I mean, the pits of Zayis were not edible. So then, he didn't eat a Zayis. Because when you talk about a Zayis, the Shia is the volume, so it's with the pit. If he didn't eat the pit, he didn't eat a Zayis. And Rashi says, Bebirchas Peretzor, it's Achilak Siv. And because Zayis is the Shia. So the Gemara, Omalei, Misavris, Kazayis Godl Beinin. Kazayis Beinani Beinani. There's different size Zayis. When we say the Shia is Zayis, we mean a Zayis Beinani. The Zayis that he ate, Vahuda Haisel Kamed of Yechanon, Zayis Godl Hava. His Zayis was a big Zayis. The Afal Gab de Shoklua Legarinuse Posh Le Shura. His Zayis was a big Zayis. So even though he didn't eat the Garin Shebo, but that which he ate was the volume, the size of what we call a Zayis, a medium Zayis. It's no problem. The Snan. Zayis she'omru loy koden v'loy godel ella beinani, middle size, whatever. V'zeo aguri, they called it aguri. V'amre v'abolu aguri shmoy el abruti shmoy v'am l'samrusi shmoy v'loma nikra shmo aguri she'shamno ogur b'soichoy. What's that? What?
Aguri.
No, Rashi says it means that the shemen is ready to come out. Rashi learns. I think it's a type. Something interesting. Rashi says it means the shemen in a zayis is not mivla. It's not absorbed in the fruit. It's like separate. If you remember from Ksubas, Psochem, he was always busy with it. Mashkim is Mivla Bli and Mivka Pkidi. Rashi learning here that the shemen in the zayis is Mivka Pkidi. It's not absorbed into the flesh of the fruit. It's like separate. Rashi Psochem calls it, it's like in a bottle ready to come out. Which is a funny Rashi because it says like Mashkanov. Mashkanov itself is a machloikis. In the Gemara Psoch, if it's Mivla Bli or Mivka Pekidi there by the Tomei. Okay. Now, this is a very interesting Gemara. All Gemaras are interesting, especially in El. But Mr. Bobeda Meister was saying a Shia once in El. He got all Kedarko excited. He said, ah, says like a Shmaki Rajbo. And they said, oh, yeah, you say El, with Afton Tshuva, the Ganser Tayyar El Gishmaki. But anyway, this is especially interesting Gemara. Not so much what it says, what it doesn't say. Because in the Yerushalmi, you seem to have the same exact Maisa with a different answer. The Yerushalmi has the same exact Kasha. He ate a Zayis, so he didn't eat a Kazayis. And for the Yerushalmi, Beria is different. The fact that he ate an entire thing, a Beria, that gives you the Shia for Brocha Achrayna. Let's eat a whole, let's say you had a cherry. Eat a whole cherry. Let's skip cherry as pitzels. Take a grape. A grape. Eat a whole grape. So even though there's no zayis, according to the Rishami, since it's a beria, you have to make a brocha achrayin. That's this taste of all the Rishonim. Does the Bavli disagree? Seemingly the Bavli disagrees. Because the Bavli doesn't give that answer that it was an entire thing. The Bavli gives an answer that it was a big enough zayis that you had a zayis without eating the gar. Is it a machloikis or is this a different story going on over here? It's a little bit different story. It's a big deal in him. Allah, do we have this musig of beria? Don't we?
So that, even if you don't eat the pit, it's a beria.
Yeah, this is a big discussion. The Rishonim Gufa. There's so many sheetas you had to work it out. Bipshuto. Someone learned Taisa. Taisa learns you have to eat the pit. And Agwai didn't eat it, but most of them don't learn that. question is when you took out the pit. It's a shigul kamkin in the shittus here. Yeah, yeah, good. It's just to get out from burying sins. If they're burying or not. Some say just the Rosh Hashanah just has to be brought in front of you with the pit. If it's put down in front of you with the pit hole, and you took out the pit, that's called you ate the barrier. The Rashba seems to say, Tak, you have to eat the pit. Yeah, okay, no, that's what they say. Here he didn't, there he did. What do you mean?
Then you have
a taka zayah,
because
yeah.
Because the
pit doesn't
count for the
ship. No, according to them, it's war. Yeah, that's. That could be also. That doesn't count, but it'll make berry. Yeah, that's probably the truth.
No, it's like a
no, it does. It means with the pit. It's not with the volume. That's the whole problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's right. If you need the volume. If you need the volume with the pit, even if you eat the pit, you didn't get the shear because the pit is not edible. Yeah, the Bir Halacha is somewhere in the Grand Hilchos Yom Kippur is busy. It's an odd thing that they give a shear, which is not a true shear. You thought if you eat this, he's doing by Kosevis, by Yom Kippur, so you got the same problem over there. If you eat a Kosevis, you're chayv. If you eat a Kosevis, you're not chayv. Because you really don't have enough.
Kosevis is not a
Kosevis. Yeah, it's an odd thing. Yeah. Okay, good. Name a Katanoi. Going back to yesterday, shlokits, in other words, what after the boiling remains bar piradomo, or it switches to shakal, we want to say it's machlokes tanoi. Tanoi trei talmidi, davayasu kamei de bakaporo, hevi lofon of kruv, v'dumaskin, upagiyos. Kruv is cabbage, we had before. Dumaskin is some sort of a vegetable. She gives some sort of word for it, I don't know. Some sort of vegetable also. Pargi is small pieces of chicken. It's not like big servings. We used to eat it for dessert, it sounds like. But chicken. Okay. Now. Okay. Nosen bar kapor reshus lechem en levore. One is that the one that told me, you make the bracha. I mean it to be my tzidiyara. That's also a whole Isaac over there. But okay. Kofatz ubirich. Kofatz, he didn't ask. He didn't ask Bar Kappa on which he should make the bracha. Kofutz ubirech ala pargiyos. He made the bracha on the pargis, the piece of chicken. Liglegol of chaveiro. So the other one made fun of him, meaning something making a mistake. Koas Bar Kapporo, Bakor got upset. I'm a lolam vorech anikoyis. I'm not so upset with him, the way that Mashal learns. Because, in other words, he should have asked me what to do, that's true. But okay, not so bad. I did give him permission to bench, but on the one who jumped and said he's wrong, that's a shtikl moira locha bifnei rabo. That you shouldn't have done. El amalaglig on the koyas. In other words, he made the brocha on the pargis. The other person obviously held he should have made the brocha on the kruv and the kruv, let's say. So he says, I'm not so upset with the first one, he didn't ask me. Okay. But you, by laughing at him, are basically saying you were wrong in making the bracha on the pargis. You should have made the bracha on the kruv. That's a shtikl moral locha shalom b'fnei rab. Im chaverecha doma kemishalot toam tam bosom yoylam. Okay, he apparently hasn't eaten fleishiks in a while. So together of chovev, he obviously was very chovev. That's why he jumped to make the bracha on that. But atal malik lakdol, what did you make fun of him for? That's a shtikl moral locha shalom b'fnei rab. That's not my sure learns. It's funny. What does he changes, right? Then Rav Bakapa changes his mind. Forget, I'm not upset with the Mlagleg. Meaning, basically, I'm the Zokin. He should have asked me what to do. No, then my sure learns the Mlagleg answer to Bakaporo wasn't Mlagleg, meaning to tell him he's wrong. Which would be Maralach Shmufnei Rabba. I was Melag, my criticism was he should have asked you. That's all I meant to say. To which Bakar said, okay, then I'm not so upset with you. I'm not upset with him. He should have asked. Okay, whatever it is. Shneim Lahutziu Shnosan. I don't know. Something was going on over there. But anyway. Now, the question, what's the Machloigis over here? He's got a crew, we assume it's cooked, and Pargis. So one of them held, you make the Brocha on the crew. And one held, you make the bracha on the pargis. Something you more. You know what the machloikis is? Machloikis is machloikis. We had yesterday. What's the bracha on the cooked kruv? That's what I had yesterday. Machloikis is borei pri adoma shehakol. She says like this. If you hold it's borei pri adoma, then avada, you make borei pri adoma before you make shehakol. Because it's a mum, we'll have soon the sugi, it's a mum of uradika bracha. More specific brachas you make first. But if you hold like over here, that it becomes shahakal after you cook it, shlokas is shahakal, so then the pargis and this is shahakal. So then he made on the pargis, because that was chobif then. When you have equal brachas, you make on the chobif. My labo hokamiflege. The mevorek sovar shlokas upargis shakal nihibidvoro. He held like yesterday shlokas shakal. Hilkoch chobif odif. You have equal brachas. There's no min zayin we'll learn. Pashas says no sholem here either. I'm not clear if there's a sholem here. That's not clear. But you go with chaviv. Good, see, made good. The malag like sovar, shlokis, bori priho adomo. Pargi is shahak only a bedvoroi. It's hilkoch peiro odif. Because even that will override even chaviv. A mumavura dika brocha will override. Zogdi gemora, loy. The kulei alma shlokis upargiyas shakal nihibidvor. Everybody here holds shlokis is shahakal. So you have two shahakals in front of you. What's the machloikis here? Okay, then the world's the machloikis in which takes preference when you have equal brachas. Do you go with choviv? V'hoch by svarakom iflige. Marzova choviv odif, which is the way we're going to hold later in the sugis. Umasova kruv odif, the zayin. It's more filling that gives idich shivas. Okay, it's a different machloikis in Gansen. When you have equal brachas, what gives shivas? A different story. But everybody held it shahakals. Now, as Tois points out that here in this Gemara, we take out two important halachas. I mean, this zayin we don't hold from. We have two important halachas. First of all, we have that if you have two types of peiros if you're with the same brocha, you taka go with choviv. You also have the other halacha that if you have a mumavura dika brocha like bori pri adomo, that comes before shahakol dim vureres tvei, even though the other one is choviv. Those two things remain la halacha. In other words, you have a tomato and a cup of ice cream, and you're heavy into ice cream, you still make on the tomato first. Because the brocham vureris is a very big factor in kedimas. The other din is, if you have two shahakos, you have two bari epidomes, two bari eitzes, you take a go with chaviv. We're going to learn tomorrow, I think it is. No, day after tomorrow, the whole hierarchy of preferences, but that remains. Okay. Now, if you remember, a few days ago, we had the din, Rav and Shmuel's din, which remains halacha, kol sheyesh bo mechameshes aminim. That we accept. Anything that has chameshes aminim in it, that is the ikker, and you make mezoinis. Except we kept on making an exception that if it's there only ledabek, then you don't do it. All the Rishonim say that back there. Like gefilte fish, chveis, meatloaf. People put in matzah melt, they put in a mol flour to hold the thing together. That doesn't make mezoinis. What? Licorice, correct. Sometimes. What? I sure as I to say, depends which licorice. I mean, gotta be careful with those psalkim. The licorice they showed him, he said, Mazonis. Yeah. Yeah, licorice that lists Mazonis as the first ingredient. Those he held, yeah. But those things, you gotta know how what's going on. Where'd they get that from? Where'd the Rishonim get that Ladabek is an exception to that rule? They didn't make it up. They got it from this piece of Gemara right here. Omer Ebzeire, ki avinim be'rav huno, omalon, hani gargalide de lifto. I'm sorry, I jumped the gun. We got one piece of Gemara before that. Sorry, it's the next piece of Gemara. Gargalide de lifto. Okay, Shmuel, so you're going to have to help me. Tops of liftis, turnip heads, correct, good. Okay. Parminu prima rabo, if you cut it into pieces, big pieces, bori pri adomo. It's similar to the discussion we had yesterday. Prima zuto, you chopped it into little pieces, shakal nihibidvoro. Because he held that very small pieces already is changing the taste or changes it. Something that's a gray, so it should drop down the broth. What? No, it's not cool. It's not shlok. He held, yeah, we're going to reject it in a second. He held that even the small chopping itself somehow changes it. One says right away, not. Now, he had this thing that chopping it little somehow affects the taste or something, and maybe that's not, or that becomes not the normal way to eat it. Let's like we say, kimcha. You take the chitim down to kimcha, becomes shakal, right? because that's not the way it's usually eaten. That's not so, that's how he thought. He told him, no, behind the paminu tfei, the white chopped, it's a little keich, then I'm taking time. It seems to make the taste better, but whatever, it's still in the range of the derech achila of this zach, so it's not a change, it's bar priadom. Oh, this, I'm sorry, this piece of Gemara is what I meant, little dabik. Omer avash, ki avinu beirav kehano, omer lon, tafshila de silka, beets, maybe borscht of some sort of tafshil with beets. Now, okay, it's not borscht because it has mel in it. The lomavshu bo kimcho, it doesn't have a lot of flour. It's bo piadoma. Then I say that the silka zika, I guess it was something that's a lot of beets, they put some flour in there, a little bit of flour. So then you go with bo piadoma. I'm sorry, that's tafshil the silk. The leaf, the tafshil made from turnips, the mafshu bo kimcho, there they put in more or a lot of, what do you call it, of flour, tvei, bo ribim in mezoinis. There we go, mezoinis. Let's hold on, I'll see what are you saying over there. The Chodar Amin changed his mind. No. Idi v'idi bo priadoma, both of them bo priadoma, even the tafshil the leaf, which has more flour, is also bo priadoma. Aye, behind the shodi book himcho tvei with the buki ba'alm avdalo, and this is meaning the Gemara is saying here, even though there's quote unquote a lot of flour, how much ought to know, but since it's lid the buki, he decided that you don't make mezonos. Meaning, kipshuto's going on at the beginning. He held that once you have a lot of flour, that goes already out of the get of lid the buki. Again, what a lot is hard to know here. But some at a certain point, he held that gives food value. He said, no. So, of course, if they're putting it in the debuke, so even though it was a lot, it's still only the debuke, therefore doesn't go in to Rav and Shmuel's din of Kol Shein Yesh Bo Mechamesh Zaminim, and Mela, the Mizoinis is not the Iker, and you make Rav Yadom. That's how we go. If it's the debuke, it doesn't know how much it is. Now, obviously, if the thing is 86% Mel, it's hard to believe it's the debuke. I mean, you got to know what's going on. But obviously, the more you put in, the less shaykh it's going to be the debuke. But if it is the debuke, there is technically no limit on that. Okay. Once we were talking about the beet juice or beet things, whatever it is, we'll get a little sidetracked here. Amrav Chizdo, Tashel Shatron, beets, I don't know, no shtims with the doctors today, but the Gemara held the offal of levs, good for the heart. It's good for the eyesight, I guess. The koshkin lebnayim is zichu good for the digestive system. Omer Abaye, who the Yosef Abay Tape? That's when it's sitting on top of the where the kedera sits on the kira. How do they call it in English? The kiras they had with this way and the pot. Sometimes they put pots inside the. You know, the kira looked like. Basically a cheres box on the ground. Some things were cooked on the floor in the kira. Something were cooked on top. There was like a grate, and they put the pot down on top. Somehow this trodden business is only good for these things when it's sitting up on top there. V'ovet toich toich, and it's cooking, and it makes up a sound that sounds like toich toich. Okay. Omer Rav Papa, pshito li. Amir is poshit. Maya de silka kisilka. Maya de silka means the tafshel shall trodden. You cook beets and now you have the water, the soup, chreisvos, is kisilka, linyan broch. Now, obviously, if you have a tafshel, you have beets in there and it's cooking, you eat the beets with the soup, you make bapredom and no, don't talk about it. We mean the maya de silka. Let's say you made some sort of beets, so we took the beets out, something like that, maya de silka. So, like the Amir is poshit that maya de silka is bar priadom. Maya de lifto ke lifto. You cook turnips and that water, whatever, it's lifto juice, lifto soup. It's also bar priadom. Maya de kulu shalki ke kulu shalki. Maya de shalki is ke shalki, which means if you would cook any vegetable and water, that water gets that thin. That's what it sounds like. Okay. What I don't know is boy Rav Popo may the shifter. My, what is water cooked? It's a spice. Do I have an English word for it? It's dill. They call it dill. Anit. Okay. It's a machmirch. Whatever. Some sort of a spice thing. What about over there? Lemetuki taimo avdei. Is that spice made to give tam? So then basically it's like any other vegetable, because when you're cooking it in the water, its time goes into the water. So it'll be burnt down. Well, maybe like Zuam or Avdilah. It's not so much to give time, it takes out the bad taste. What did it translate? Labur Zuam. It's to take out the bad from a. I don't know. He claims they say dill. She always calls it anit.
That's in the French is dill.
Is dill. Oh, okay.
This translation follows Rashi's method,
but. Yeah, that's what it says on the side there. Anit. Rashi always says anit. Anit in French is dill. Okay, good. What did they touch? Avure Zuam. What means to take away the dirt? It takes the bad. It's not giving taste. Yeah. No, if it doesn't give taste, the kunz of Maya the Silka is, as we'll soon see more clearly, when you cook a vegetable in water, the cooking takes out the tam of the vegetable and gets it into the water. So now the water is some aburpi adomatic. If shifto is a zach that doesn't give taste, it's a spice that's used only to pull something out of a cholent, then you wouldn't have that. So that was his question. Toshman, interesting raya. Hasheves. Mishnah Uktzin, we had it in Nida not so long ago. Mishnos no tam bigdeiro, ain bo mishum truma, ve ain a metama tu masoichle. I mean, it's a kind of thing that once you put it in there and it gives out its taste, it basically becomes keitz balmo. That shtim with what dill is, I don't know. You put it into your pot, it gives out its taste to the pot. When you take it out now, it's nothing. It's a piece of wood. So it won't have a din. Truma, it won't even be tamed to masoich. What does that have to do with us? What it has to do with us is from the fact that the Mishnah says, Mishnah nosno tam b'gedera, obviously it is l'nesunet taimah. It's not just lavur ezuamah, because they describe it as giving its taste into the thing. So you see that it does give taste. Mele, it's like any shlokis, any mayah de silka, we call mayah de shalki, yishmamino l'metuket taimah avilo shmamino. It's here. This innocent little piece of Gemara opens up a very big world to the Rishonim, because you have here a very interesting problem over here. You just told me yesterday that the Dusha the Tamre, the juice that comes out of a tomor, is Zeyabalma Sagonished. What is that different exactly than a Maya de Silki? I mean, what you put a vegetable apart, you cook it, what's that different than that? I mean, the taste comes out, it goes into the water. You just told me to taste the shackle over there. That the taste. You take an apple, you squeeze it directly, forget about any mixing with anything. You take unadulterated 100% pure Florida orange juice. Well, so go on, it's like the Gemara. It's a Zayabalm. It's a Meiridika problem. The Rishonim Utaisis here gives us a tease. What's the chilik? He doesn't tell us, Taisis. But this opens up a world. Is there the different mahalchim? I mean, the Rosh, which is the way it seems the Shulchan Aruch goes, also, I'm not 100% clear in the Shulchan Aruch. But the Rosh says a thing which, again, Machoinim have difficulty understanding. The Rosh, I mean, he makes it simple. The question is, the Rosh says that cooking the vegetable takes more time out of the vegetable than by Dufshat Tamri. Not an easy thing to understand. You're talking about directly squeezing the fruit and getting the unadulterated juice. This water in the pot, that Rosh says, has more time of that thing than that when you directly squeeze. But I say to Rosh, that's the most Rishonim go that way. That's the Onger Numen way. It makes life very simple. It's very simple. You cook it or not. It's no problem. Orange juice, no problem. Apple juice, nothing's a problem anymore. The only thing is prune juice. It's prune juice they use to cook the prunes. We should wish they prune juice and make more purees. I can't comment on how to make prune juice today. Wish they prune juice and make barbiates. Because it's not made by squeezing the thing, it's made by cooking the prunes, and that's why the silica. What?
Yeah. Squeezing just removes the liquid that's sitting in the fruit. Cooking takes something out of the pulp, the solid.
Okay, good. Whatever you say. You're with the Rosh, and Tysus, and a Mechaber, and all of us. Shackle. No, it doesn't. If I can't always squeeze the shackle, say balmo. If you cook it, if you cook apples, if you make apples just by cooking apples, you'll have to make perfect of it.
So, like, if you have a
who's he?
It's a soup.
Not a chroy for him.
It's not cooking. It's a
The Rosh says the difference is cooking. That's how it's brought.
If you want to make a compote and you just drink the juice, you make a bread.
No. Technically, yeah. Yeah.
But the compote is cooking.
Yeah, so that water now becomes maida silky.
Right.
It will be, eh? Yeah. There are details if you made it only for this or that, basically. The other way, I don't want to get into it now, it's a more complicated is the other way is the Rajbo. The Rajbo, it's not a difference between squeezing and cooking. That's irrelevant. It's a difference in the peri, what it's there for. In other words, fruit, by the Gemara, was not meant to be squeezed, except for Zeis and Van Novo. They weren't into fruit juice. That way of eating the tamar was to eat the tamarim, not to take the dvash. Vegetables were meant, their way of eating was by cooking it. Now that opens up a Pandora's box, boy, with all of the oranges. Because all the orange juice is made from oranges that are planted only to be squeezed. They're not eating on bichlal, the ganz industry is made on. This is the Chazon Ish opened up. Does the Rajwa mean fruit is not oy made to be squeezed except Zeis v'Anovim, the way the Torah told us? Or does itaka mean, depends which fruit, which would mean our orange juice of machon b'priya eats? This is the thing he opened up. And there, some of his people are concerned with it. The world did not take it on. He's not clear. Is that what the Rajbo meant? Or the Rajbo itaka mean what he said? And it'll depend every zman what's oy made, which will change the world around. I mean the base orange can make b'priya eats. Okay. Yeah, basically. Okay. Since we're not learning halacha, we're moving on. It's a complicated. It's just interesting the way, you know, sometimes you learn a Gemara. Sometimes you learn a Gemara and you know it's heavy. And sometimes you learn a Gemara and you don't. I mean, Maya the Silke Kisilke, again the Dagi Chef, that opens up a world. I mean, these one line of Gemara opens up a world here to the Rishonim and the Achronim and the Poskim, how to get out, how to deal with it. Okay, let's go right there. Now, a difficult piece of Gemara, Pshat. Omer Pchia Barashi, Tznuma Bekaira Mevorchen Ole Amoitzi. Tznuma Bekaira is dried bread, basically. It's broken into pieces. It's like pieces of toast, I would call it, we would call it. And it's in a plate, you have a little piece of toast. Okay, it's kipshuto, it's hamaitzi. That's what we learned the other day. Let's keep it simple here. Although the bottom Tosis decides not to keep it simple, but being simple like I am, I'll keep it simple. We said, as long as you don't cook it or mix it, pieces of bread retain hamaitzi. So basically you have little, I wouldn't call it breadcrumbs, more likely like croutons, but not cooked, those are treated. Push it to pieces of bread, toasted bread, and you know, little pieces. Machman hamaitzi, okay, very innocent statement. Mexican Gemara is strange. Yeah, they're going to soak it, but it doesn't sound like it was. That's Isaac and Nachorin, what it means. Whatever, they're not stuck together. Also, don't forget, Rashi's on a different track back there, if you remember. Okay, now. But that's not the Medur, but it's Amoitz. Okay, now. Says the Gemara, interesting thing here. Upliga de Rebchia, this is against Rebchia. Doma Rebchia. I'm sorry. Tzora shetich lebrochim apas. When you make hamoitzi, you don't break the bread. You do it simultaneously. It's a strange thing. You say the brocha. As you finish the brocha, you break the bread. You both say it. Meaning you want most of the brocha said on a whole piece. And that's against what he just said. Because he said you can make the brocha on pieces. The ganze sach is pieces. Obviously, you broke it before you made the brocha. Now, this is very strange. What's the machlokes over here? I mean, he didn't say anything the first month, though. He said, make a moitz, pass it to no more. What's the argue about it? But what's the case over here? Are we talking there's nothing else in front of us? Make a moitz, pass it to no more. What's the Rebchi Baram? Hello, what? You're talking, we have a loaf of bread, a sholem, and pieces? We're going to learn right here that everybody holds you make on the sholem. What's the machlokes? What's going on over here? It's not at all clear. Taisus learns, basically, that you're talking avada with a loaf here. I mean, if there's no other thing else, nobody disagrees. You make a moitzi vaslum, don't talk about it. Elo wants a shayla, which to make that moitzi on. So he held, somehow, the first mandoma held that since you want the pras tznumo, you broke it up for that purpose, that becomes like a choviv, and it can override sholem. And he says, no, sholem is the thing we want, the bracha made on the sholem. That's what's going on over here. Okay, but meantime he said a strange thing, Rebchia Barabo, Rebchia, I'm sorry, which is taka strange. apparently what he did was he held the bread as he finished saying the blessing, simultaneously he cut it, he broke it off, which means the end of the bracha was made on a broken piece. Just most of the bracha was made on the sholet. To which Rav asked him, what are you gaining? I understand what you gain. You want the bracha on the whole thing. So if I can, make the bracha and then break it off. What's bothering you with snuma? Because you're finishing the bracha on pieces. You're also finishing the bracha on pieces. Is alapas namiki kagomra prusa gomela what? Finish up. It's a very funny thing what the priest said. Elomar Rava mivori v'akabot say. That's what you should do. Make a complete bracha and then break the bread. Nardoi avdikir rebchia simultaneous. Rabban avdikir Rava. Om Ravina. Om Liay. My mother said, Abuch ovid rebchia. Your father did like rebchia. Dom rebchia tosh tichle bracha mapas. Rabban and avdikir Rava. Hilchosu kirova. Dom mivori v'akakach bot say. Which means you make the bracha and then you break the bread. The Rishonim say that it doesn't mean, wait, I got it not 100% clear. It means you begin cutting, you just don't separate. Because they don't want it that way either. That could be what was bothering a priya. They don't want it to bracha, then you start cutting. It's too big a hefsek. So you start, not on Shabbos, I'm not going on Shabbos, it's a problem, like in the Mishnah, leave that out. You have a loaf of bread. You cut through it, you don't separate the piece. Then you say the bracha, then you separate. So then you get the best of both worlds in that sense. You made the bracha on a sholem. But you also have a minimal hefsek between your bracha and your eating. Okay, let me get right there. It my view of name. See, this is what we just discussing. Pesisim and shleimim. You have pieces of bread and you have a sholem. So Omer Afuna. I'm going with Rashi. Not the easiest problem. We'll go with Rashi though. Mivorech al pesisim potes hashleimim. Rafuna holds if they're equal in size. Is this a whole loaf? This is a slice of bread, but they're the same size. You can do whatever you want. It doesn't mean you have to do on the pesisim. You can. There's no mila in sholem. If, however, the pieces are bigger than the sholem, then you must go with them because size is a mila. Rabbi Yochanan, shleima mitzvah namuvcha. Shleima takes over, meaning shleima. It's an interesting machloik, because that's why we train him to like it. According to Rav Huna, sholem means nothing. When I have sholem and small piece, I do whatever I want. According to Rabbi Yochanan, sholem only means something, it overrides God. Okay. Aval, prusa shel chitin, ushleimim and asoyrin. This is a different story. The loaf is soyrin. The prusa is chitin. Chitim otachamayla, we'll soon learn in the sugyas, it's agdame krov. It's choshev in the fact that the Torah mentioned it, Eretz Chita Usa'ira. It's the first one in the pasuk. That gives it a chshivas. The divrei hakol, mivorech ala prusa, shal chitin, upotes hashleima shal soira. Chshivas, agdame krua, according to everybody, even Rabbi Yochanan who holds that sholem is a mile. Sholem overrides God. You have one big one and one broken one, which is bigger, you go with sholem. But everybody agrees that the chshivas of agdame krua overrides sholem. Okay, good. This din that you just told me, that Shivas, again, how you determine Shivas, but here we determine it by being first in the Pasuk, is more important than Sholem. He claims the Machlok is Tanoi. Tarmin Botzl God, what do you give? You're supposed to give the best thing to the Kohen, correct? Now, what do you have here? Tarmin Botzl Cotton Sholem. He's got a whole Botzl, which is small, and he has a Chotzi Botzl God. So the small, the botzel cotton has the mile of sholem. The chotzi botzel godel has the mile of, Rashi says it has the mile, it's bigger. In point of fact, the coin's getting more. That's the half godel is more in total amount than the cotton sholem. Tosis learns most sholem is on the size, it's better. It's a better quality. The big one is better. Okay, whatever. But it's a similar question. Do you give the sholem or do you give the choshev one? Be it choshev because it's bigger. Again, a truma bigger is certainly choshev because the kohen's getting more. Or it's choshev because it tastes better. Which do you give? So the Tanakhama said, you give the bottle cotton sholem. Which seems to say that sholem overrides the choshev. Rebu doma lo, kelechotzi bottle gadol. So what you just told me, that the chshivas of chitin, again, it's a different chshivas, but it's the idea that chshivas, this chshivas because it's first in the posuk, goes before sholem. It looks to be a machloikis Tanakhama Rebu there. Because they have the same problem over there. What should I give? You're supposed to give him the best. What do I give him? The bottle cotton sholem, the sholem, or the chotzi botzel godel, which is cheshever, either because it's bigger or it's better, but it's cheshever. So the Tanakhama said you go with the sholem, Rabbi Yehuda said you go with the choshev. It sounds like that's good for the shaylos. So the Gemara, my labok mifkei, my sov choshev, my sov sholem odev. So the Gemara, hey, The kohen is standing here. You give him the chosibot zul gadol, because like we said before, choshev is more than sholem. There machlok is a different problem here. There's no kohen present, which means you're going to have to store the vegetables till you find the kohen. Now we have no problem because you put it in the freezer of a gemara. I didn't have that. Now how you have a problem? So should I give him the best? Or should I give him that which lasts the longest? Because I don't know how long it'll be till I find the kohen. That's a different story. But avada, if the kohen is here, you go with the choshev, like we said. So if there's a kohen here, avada, you give him the chotzibot zul gadol. Keep ligat like a kohen. This because the chotzi, I mean, obviously, the whole botzel will hold better than the one that was cut open. Keep ligat like a kohen. Now it's a question of storage of a kiyum. Will that override chashivas, even though you're supposed to give the best to the kohen? That's not kol mogim sheyesh kohen, toyer min ayof, avada. V'chol mogim she'ein kohen, toyer min amiskayim. Tanakama holds when the kohen's not here. Forget about the best. You have to go with the kohen's best interest in that sense, that which will last longer. So that's why he said chotzi botzi. That's why he said botzi cotton sholem, because it lasts. Rabbi Yudom ain't toyer min ayof. Fine. Again, in the machloikis, we're jumping back now. Before we had a machloikis, Rav Huno and Rabbi Yochanan. Again, the way Rashi learned the machloikis is in a case where this is sholem, but this is bigger. Rav Huno said you go with the bigger, and Rabbi Yochanan said you're the sholem. Now, Kipshut Tois says we'll pass him like Rabbi Yochanan, because Allah Rabbi Yochanan against Rav, Zich against Rav Huna. But you want to be from a Kenyet Zayn Yedei Shneim. How? Umanu Mabre de Ravina, Mabre Ravina, Meniach Prusa Betoich HaShleimo. You put the Prusa, which is bigger, under the Shleimo, and Boitzeya. Rash says either you break them both, or you break the Shleimo. So you're doing the Shleimo, but it looks like you're Boitzeya on the Prusa too, because it's sitting right under it, so you get a little the best of both worlds.
Which one is the cut?
Rashi has two pshot. Either both.
Which one is the
shleimo?
Which one is the
cut? Which one is the cut? The shleimo. That's what they all learn. We have toy. The Rashi quotes tachas, but they all say toy also. I mean, when you put one in the other, you don't stop putting bread in the bread. Means you put this on. It toys can say because shleimo is zicher the ikker. Because the halacha should be shleimo here. I mean, because Rabbi Yochanan should be that loch. You want to rachapa, right? A bissel, Rav Huna too. So you do that, okay? So he made a nice pshorat. I'm gizok. He did it. What he did in front of Aaron. He told them gizok. Them mash mecha. Omle salmoin. And Rabbi Kreger sends us that to find what exactly he means by that. He tells you should know the name Salmon is in Rus. The Rus Zayden. And Rus is, I'm sorry, Rus is. But Salmon. No, not Rus. No. Someone's an uncle there, no? Isn't some one of the brothers there? Nomi's father, maybe? Okay, somewhere in there. I can check it up there. No, I think you're right. It's the end of Rus. I think you're right. It's in the line till David HaMelech there. I don't know where Greg's pointing out. It was with a vote, but alright. Omale, Salmon, you good? Sholem ato. Ushleim ha-mishnoscha. Shesam to sholem bein ha-talmidim. Who? Ah, it's before. Yeah, no, it's before. It's not after. It's before. No, he's an uncle over there. Okay, good. Omer of Popo. Hakol moedem be Pesach. Shemanei prusa b'tachashleim b'botzei. There's zicha. You have to put the prusa underneath. Now, how you make the betzia is a taisa three sheets. It's a 23 sheets. We'll get one. How you do it? You break them both. Right? You say moedzi on the sholem. And al chismatza on the prusa, or you do it on both, you do both on the prusa. But there for sure, it's not just a sholem, there for sure the prusa plays a major role. Exactly what it is we'll learn in Avi Psochim. I'm a hakel molding me, why? My time alechem oiniksiv. And zdaka shaloini lifers on a prusa, and only that's all he has. So that's what many say, the whole thing is on the prusa, you just need the shleim of alechem mishnah. Let me say, not the way you both, okay. Omer Abba u b'Shabbes, shayin gahaglum mitn chayvon lutzal shtei kikris vaytam alechem mishnah k'siv. Omer Ravashi chazina leil rav kahane de noket tarte u botzachar. You hold to, that's how our minig is. You hold two, but you only caught one. There are many people who caught both. You see, because it's a machlokes is in Shabbos. See how that works out. The minig most kvali Yisrael is to caught one. What? In the Gemara on Shabbos, there's man the Omer. If I'm not mistaken, the goyin. Is but say on both, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, Reb Zeira Avabotza Akula Sherusa. He would cut a piece
a big piece of challah at the beginning, enough to last him the whole meal. Omale Ravin Lavashia Komeschazike Rav Sinusa. Looks a bit like he's a fresher. Chunk of challah right at the beginning. It looks afsanusadik. Omale, this is on Shabbos. Came in the kol yoyim loka of it. He didn't do it every day. He did it on Shabbos. If you do it every meal, it looks like a fresa. But it was clear to people, he didn't do it. It's just Shabbos. It was the shalko, but Shabbos, he wanted to have enough for the whole meal. Whatever. Okay. Rav Ami v'Ravasi ki have a misramilu rifted da aroiva. If they would come across a rifted aroiva, meaning a challah that they had used yesterday, let's say, for the Eruvei Chatzeres, they would use that for hamoitzi. That you have very often comes up, this a concept that if you use it one, you use it for another. That's what they say, the shyness. They throw up, they should use it in the Shreifa Shreifa, either Shreifa Shom, Shreifa Matzel, that's a mitzvah, should use it for another mitzvah. Rashi says, Eruv Chatzeres. Yeah, that's what we said. They brought in Poskim to use the Erev Tavshil and Matzah, Challah, whatever you use, for Shalosh to be Boitz and Shalosh Shudas. Yeah, you can do whatever you want. It's not that you can eat it tomorrow too. You don't have to do anything with it. But since I was a Mitzah, you want to do Mitzah, so you use it for Shalosh Shudas.